U.S. Army plans to send 1,000 more troops to Afghanistan in early spring. That's according to a report by the Washington Post. It says that the planned troop surge will increase the number of American forces in Afghanistan to 15,000. They will be sent as part of a broader strategy which the U.S. says is aimed at bolstering Afghan forces and battling Taliban during the springtime fighting season. Washington's claims that the U.S. is playing a positive military role in Afghanistan stand in direct contradiction with the reality on the ground, because the country is still facing many serious challenges in restoring security to Afghanistan. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan back in 2001 with the stated goal of improving the security situation as well as helping the country prosper. The U.S. has also kept its military presence and even increased it in recent months to fight terror groups. But critics say the situation on the ground is something else. They point to civilian casualties at the hands of foreign forces, rising bomb attacks, the emergence of the Daesh terror group, as well as rising poverty as some of the reasons for the U.S.-led foreign forces' failure in Afghanistan.
The international community has failed to achieve its major stated goals, such as counter-terrorism, counter-narcotics, and tens of similar slogans in Afghanistan. In the meantime, the simultaneously supporting of the Afghan government, Daesh, Taliban, and Al-Qaeda by the U.S. is the main grievance of the people of Afghanistan.
Experts in the meantime believe that the U.S.-led foreign forces are cooperating with what they brand as corrupt figures in the Afghan government to go ahead with their agenda.
We are clearly aware that the U.S.-led foreign forces have done nothing to bring stability here, because they have no achievement. That is why they have no logic response for it. We also know that they follow their own strategic goals, and maintaining crisis here is an option not only for them but also for some internal players.
The critics of the U.S. policies in Afghanistan believe that the prolonged American military presence could also damage peace efforts with militant groups, the efforts that the Kabul government has launched to put an end to the violence in the country. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.